very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, and welcome back to your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us come out of break.
It's an emergency.
After a week of break to record an emergency podcast because ice dancers are continuing to really fight for their reign as the most unserious discipline, full of tomfoolery, of all disciplines in figure skating.
They've earned the title, I think. Like, they knew that they got the Rosie Award. And
for the year.
They almost will kind of regain it at this point.
Yeah. It's in the bag for this season already.
Yeah. So for anyone who hasn't been online for a week, Maya Shibatani and Alex Shibatani have announced that they are coming back to compete for the Olympic season next year, starting this fall.
After a 7-year hiatus, they're coming back.
Yes, so they last competed at the 2018 Olympics in Pyeongchang, where they won a bronze medal in the team event with the U.S. and a bronze medal in the individual dance event.
You know what? I think that this is really, really interesting because I think for a little while, maybe in this season, it's felt like there's not too much drama in the ice dance event. And this is what ice dance is all about, I think.
Yeah.
The drama. The stakes, the retirements, the comebacks. Like, this will absolutely make the dance so
interesting
next season.
Yeah, I guess.
Something you want to say?
No. You're not. You are not wrong. I think that it's really interesting timing.
Yes.
And I think that we should kind of bring this up, especially because we brought it up with Guillaume and Laurence. You're coming back, presumably taking a spot when you were not on the team that earned that spot. So I think. There are so many different ways to look at it, and that just should be put out there. Feel how you want about it. I think that they're going to be good. I mean, they're coming back for a reason.
I mean, knowing Maya and Alex as we all know them, I mean,
they're going to be ready.
They wouldn't do this if they didn't feel like they could be successful. I just don't, like, that's not who they are. So I feel like they will be good. I think it's hard to know where, like, you know, ice dance is political and it's hard to know where they end up, like, placement wise. The timing thing is interesting because I know we had this conversation about Guillaume and Laurence, like you said, Ashley. And I think I made the case that you just made of, like, you come in after, you know, the spots are earned and you take one from somebody else. I have less of an issue with Maya and Alex doing this because the U.S. has the maximum amount of spots and was never in danger of not getting them. And I, like, Guillaume and Laurence could have helped France have an extra spot for them. That bothered me
more. That's such a good distinction to make.
And I mean, like I said, I think way back when we talked about that, I'm sure there were circumstances why they were not ready to compete and do that. But that bothered me more because it was like, oh, well, I mean, if France just had 3 spots, then, you know, you wouldn't have these 2 teams where one of them isn't going to get one. Whereas, like, here, the U.S. has the maximum amount of spots. And so I feel, I don't want to say I don't feel sympathy for the other teams because I do and I love all the young teams. But if you can't beat this team in their 30s, then you can't beat them. And that's not on them. That's on you at that point. And
I agree with that. Like, you have to earn your spot.
The Shibatanis aren't going to be able to show up and be bad and win. It's not going to be handed to them. I think they'll show up and be pretty good. And it creates a challenge for the other U.S. teams.
Can I tell you what my actual issue is? Because I do have an issue with
it. Please.
I'm annoyed.
This is the platform to air your specific grievance.
My annoyance is not them coming back. do what you want with your life, do what you want with your career. What I'm annoyed at is their announcement. Anytime an athlete talks about how they're inspired, I'm like, that is code for you're watching what's going on and you think that you're good enough to get a medal. So it means that you don't think that the skating scene is competitive right now. Don't say you're inspired. Say you want to win a medal.
I mean, if the skating scene wasn't good enough, I would be inspired.
Famously, I hate inspiration.
Yes.
So I just want you to be more authentic. What you either are coming back because you're like, I'm hungry. I think I could get a medal. I think we're good enough. We've got what it takes. If I hear that, I'm like, I respect that. Go after it. But inspiration, please.
Two things. One, they can make money by coming back. So,
yes.
Like, I mean, it's hard to be like, you shouldn't do that. Like, if that's,
no, make your money.
That's their livelihood,
I'm not
right?
even mad at them making money.
The second thing is, we have been on this podcast, and Ashley, I'm trying to remember if it was an episode that you maybe weren't here for, and Adam and I were having this conversation or not, but we have been on this podcast saying the top three teams all season, and we were talking specifically about Chalk and Bates and Gillis and Poirier and Guignard and Fabry, we did not have material that we were in love with this season. We were talking about how none of them felt like they were at their full power in their material and that they were probably going to come out swinging next season with stuff that was really, really strong. So part of me is like, well, sure, maybe they were at home being like, this isn't that inspired, this material. I mean, I don't know.
But that's the call it for what it is. I'm not coming back. Because I'm looking at what's going on and I'm like, I'm not good enough. I'm not going to work as hard as I need to as a 30-year-old to come back. You think you can get a medal and that's okay, but don't try and play nice and be inspired. You want to make some money? Cool. You want to get a medal? Cool.
I mean, say Ashley, that. But no one is going to go on their Instagram when they announce their comeback and say, well, it seems like everyone else sucks and that's why we've decided to
Ashley 2016 would have. Ashley 2016 would have, because Ashley was so into, like, because nobody would say, I want to win. And so Ashley would go, I want to win.
But that's the thing. I think there's a way to say it without being disrespectful. I think there's a way to say, like, I think I still have what it takes to be competitive. Done.
Well, I feel like they are saying, the comeback says that for you.
Totally. And they don't know where they're going
to... But then you say inspired?
I mean, you do. I do think to commit to training every day for however long it is, obviously it's at least a year. Because I'm sure they've already started training. Like, to commit to that, there's got to be some inspiration. Like, you can't show up just because, well, I think I could. You have to have some sort of intrinsic motivation, I think.
Or extrinsic.
Or extraterrestrial. Maybe they were inspired by Gubanova, who came
from
space.
Maybe they were
inspired
by Katy Perry on the Blue Origin flight.
Now, the other thing is the Shibutanis always have... They've been actually famous for having good material. Like,
I agree.
They always
put together
good stuff. So I also think like they might have had a really good idea. And it's also intriguing, the story of like Maya is a cancer survivor. Like... This is really, really interesting stuff. Like, it's amazing that she's back on the ice and wants to be competitive. And you know what? We don't know where they're going to fare. Do I believe that they feel like they could be in the mix? Yes. But do you really think that U.S. figure skating is going to be like, okay, it's time to not put so much push behind our 3-time world champions?
They're not going to do that. They would be insane to do that.
Right.
Oh, I'm not worried for Maddie and Evan. That would be crazy.
Yeah. But I think the Shibutanis, like, you know, given the right material and if they've worked hard enough and they're in good enough shape and the quality is there, like, they can be second at nationals.
Right. Well, because I would say even like Christina and Anthony, they've, I think, very recently started to pull away from the crop of younger skaters. But they haven't really established themselves as like in medal contention at a world championship.
Well, this is the first season they've started their pull away too. It's not like they're like really far deep into that campaign of we are not the same as Green and Parsons, Zingas and Kolesnik. Like it's still really fresh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like they've really like, yes, they've recently established themselves as like we're the number two team right now.
Mm-hmm.
But because they've done that recently, like this is honestly an opportunity. Yeah, it's an opportunity for the Shibutanis to go, you guys are still young and we still can put together better stuff.
Yeah. And I do think, I mean, you know, there's probably a maturity of performance that the Shibutanis are capable of at this stage in their lives and careers that some of the younger teams are not capable of yet. I feel like the Shibutanis always had good programs and they mm-hmm. all, like you said, Adam, and they always had thought about every little detail. Like everything had a purpose and an intention. It would be, I mean,
they're
down
so
to like, I remember in the 2016-17 season, they got like a custom symphony recording for mm-hmm. their free dance.
Was that the Gravity program?
I don't remember what
they
music
did, like an outer space kind of like symphony.
It was a symphony
program.
That like that I want to say it was like a Bay Area, maybe a San Francisco orchestra did like a custom piece for them, and it was like down to like they had a really like well thought out reason why they were dressed in blue for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. always. And I think that is something that we don't always get from a lot of the top teams that are there now. Why is it robots? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Why yeah. is it a tango? Why is it Lady Luck and whatever? Like, and I think the Shibutanis always thought very deeply about their concepts. And
they also
that
have to, though.
Kind of hooked me in sometimes.
Right.
As
well,
a
you're
viewer.
Right. You're right, Ashley. They
have
to.
As siblings, like, they can't just go out and do whatever.
But I don't want anyone to go out and just do whatever.
Right. No,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they are.
You are so right. I think it's just like their background lends like a more critical eye. And then that's developed that more.
Yeah.
I agree with what you're saying. They're so intentional. And I will like have my thoughts around like how they announced it and their why of announcing it. But as far as their skating goes, I liked their skating a lot.
I like their skating a lot too.
Their Coldplay program was incredible.
They're so polished. They're yes. so polished. That's the word I think of when I think of them is like they are like real professionals when mm-hmm. they go out and do something. And that goes along with like yeah. everything's well thought out. Everything's intentional. The material suits them. Like they've thought about all the details that it's all a polish and it's all like
it's very.
Yeah.
Calculated.
Yes. Yeah.
But it has to be for them.
Take
though.
What you want with that, but it has to be. And they calculate correctly.
But,
often.
You know, having them back in the mix, because, like you said, Sarah, the programs are so, like, layered with intention, the other teams, this is only going to benefit, like, the whole entire world of ice dance.
This should elevate everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it better. I think it's going to light a fire.
I mean, because you know who else is really intentional about their concepts? Guillaume Cizeron. Like, he's going to really have thought about the art of whatever they're doing. You know, like, and I think Laurence will have too. And so I feel like having these two teams who are so experienced and who have had so much success on the international level injected in, and this is not to, like, take away from the teams that are on the top right now, like the top five right now are amazing skaters. They're incredible, but they all have different strengths. And I think that the Shibutanis and Guillaume and Laurence will bring like an added layer. And to Ashley's original point, it's just good drama.
It's good drama.
It's
because
really
these
good.
Teams have histories with each other. Chalk and Bates and the Shibutanis trained together when they were younger, when you know, Chalk and Bates and the Shibutanis were part of basically the Marina Zoeva Igor Spielbon split when they split up their rinks and one went with Marina, the Shibutanis, and Chalk and Bates went with Igor. Mm-hmm. We will do an Ice Dance lore episode this summer where it will be more. But like, this is like the Shibatanis have known these other dancers for a long time. Like, there's probably some negative feelings about them doing this right now. Like, and some mixed feelings maybe from the younger skaters who probably grew up looking up to the Shibatanis and now might lose a chance. Like, I'm sure people, a lot of them don't know how to feel right now, but I hope that the end result is what you said, Adam, that it elevates the whole discipline.
Right. And it's also like, listen, we're in the season of, we have not seen them in a show. We have not seen them on the ice. Really, essentially, since the 2018 games. So we still are predicting, like, where will they fall, like, in the mix of everyone? We still need to see them at a competition. We aren't even there yet. Like, maybe this is just the intention of, because if it's, like, a business decision, you got to do it right now. Because this is the summer. This is where the sponsorships are going to come. This is where, like, the media is going to look to, like, who's in the mix? Who are the good stories? What are we focusing on? They got to do that now.
The pre-Olympic NBC photo shoot.
Right.
Is happened. Like, you need to be in the mix right now. To be relevant once coverage starts.
This is when you start getting the sponsors and the publicity, is this summer.
Right. But, like, we're going to see them on the senior Bs. Like, if they're serious, they need to start getting world points.
The campaign starts.
They're going to be having to do a European tour of, hey, I'm at the Santa Claus Cup. I'm at the, like, you know, Warsaw Open.
They have to.
They're going to. And if they're serious, they will be. Like, absolutely no chance that they won't be at everything that they will be able to go to.
Well, and I mean, nobody knows how to play the game like the Shibatanis. I mean, who famously did not split the team event in 2018 after they didn't win the national title, but they had first right of refusal because of their international performances that season. And they did not split it with the U.S. champions, Madison Hubbell and Zach Donahue, because they calculated that if we have more exposure in the team event, then we will do better in the individual event. And they were right.
They were correct.
Mm-hmm.
There were other circumstances, but like...
Yeah, let's talk about Zach falling on a
twizzle. They won a bronze medal in the individual event, and like, they know how to play the game, and so they'll know what you're talking about, Adam, is like, we got to get out there and go do some small competitions and get our legs under us and like go to Cranberry Cup or whatever.
Right. I mean, like, look at Lila and Lewis. Like, they play the game well, too. Like,
they do.
It's a strategy in ice dance of like getting out there, being visible. When am I going to be in the best light? And they're going to show up to every small competition they can, I believe. So that they can win.
Well,
and
this is not serious unless they do that. Because if they don't have world points and they're skate, I mean, like, they'll be in the first group of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in dance, that does make a difference.
Yeah, they know that matters.
That matters.
Yeah.
Sarah, I'm glad that you brought up the team event. Are they serious contenders for the team event if they are named to the team?
Well, that right of refusal, in all likelihood, barring something crazy, would go to Maddie and Evan. And Maddie and Evan would decide whether they want to do both segments of the team event or not. And then the second question there is, did the Shibatanis make the team as the second best team in the U.S. or are they the third? Did they get third at nationals? You know, like... And then if a split happens, it might not be them. It might be with whoever got second at nationals. So, there's a lot of variables with the team event.
Because like I'm even thinking like, you know, we go back to the team event where in Beijing, where Mariah Bell's the national champion and Karen Chen is on the team. So
yeah, it doesn't matter who wins nationals.
Right. And they went by like, this is Karen's resume. Like Karen has a stronger resume than Mariah. So she will be on the team. So if that's taken into consideration, they have kind of no precedent to even be in the mix for the team event. They have no results for 7 years.
Yeah. I mean, look, if they go, I would say probably what they would need to do to be the second team for the team event is get to the Grand Prix final.
Yeah.
or just simply outskate the other American teams on the Grand Prix series, which, you know, I mean, Christina and Anthony were getting third and fourth places ish last season. So to outskate them, you'd be on a couple of podiums
and you'd
on
be the at Grand the final Prix
and probably make the final. So,
which I feel like they could do.
I think they could do it.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting.
It's so interesting.
It's nuts. I mean, I just can't imagine being away for this long and then doing it. Like, can you guys, I mean, Adam, you guys both actually last competed right around the time they last competed.
Well, you know,
this would,
like,
be like you deciding to compete next season.
I mean, really, like, I was, because I am kind of serious about doing the, about coming back, and I'm announcing it. About, like, doing
about your
my Lori Nichol thing. And so I, the other day, was, like, in Irvine, I was doing some choreography. And I, like, snuck into Raphael's, like, little jump stroking class in the morning.
Yeah.
And...
wait, did you do anything?
I did, like, 5 single axels and truly was, like, felt like I was going to pass out. Because, like, I've skated on my own, but, like... Raphael was, like, go do an axel, like, for everybody. And it was, like, I hadn't felt, like...
were you nervous?
Yeah, I hadn't felt any pressure skating for 7 years. Like, nothing. I haven't done a show. I haven't done anything. And it's like, oh, wow. And I, you know, this was like right after the Shibutani's announced. And I, obviously they were right in my head. And I was like, wow, there's a lot for them to just like relearn and and revisit.
The nerves.
And it was like, I thought of
Alyssa Liu, who was like, oh my God, like I forgot about this. And she was out for 2 seasons.
Right. Yeah. This is 7 seasons. And like, I mean, how much life have you lived in 7 years? Like, it's, you're like a totally different person. You know what I mean? Like, I think as much as we all feel like I'm the same as I was 7 years ago, I'm not. And I don't think anybody really is. Like, you change. And I don't know. It's so interesting. And so now they go back to this dynamic that they had with Marina Zoeva as their coach and Massimo, who was their coach then also. And...
but where were they? Do we know anything about, like, where they're training? Because Massimo is obviously the
Florida,
coach of
they?
Alyssa.
Marina's based in Florida, and they said they were going to be coached by Marina and Massimo. So I have to think Massimo will just travel to them some. Yeah.
Interesting.
Right, because Massimo's primarily in California.
Mm-hmm.
To make a comeback and then have to do that comeback in Florida?
If anyone needs to come back from anything, it is Florida.
Well, okay, I think the mental part of it, I wouldn't want to go back into being that person that I was 7 years ago, where, like, you have another adult telling you what to do every single day and, like, giving you the thumbs up, thumbs down, the run-throughs, the mental exhaustion, and just that singular life. I think beyond the physical is so impressive that they are going to be doing that. I think the mental, emotional side of all of this is what I find the most impressive, that they are willing to go back.
Willing.
Into that.
That's totally true.
They're choosing to do this.
Yeah.
Because I would just not choose to do that.
Yeah. And I think, like, you know, this might just be, probably it's just my perception of the discipline the past few years, but I think it has not felt urgent.
I agree. Does that 100%. Make sense? No, that's what I mean. Like, this is the drama.
And
like,
now I feel like if you are Chalk and Bates, or you're Gillis and Poirier, or even Fear Gibson to probably a lesser extent, because they haven't been at the top for as long. But if you have been comfortably hanging around the top thinking, I'm going to win an Olympic medal. And then these two teams who have been very successful and are very, well, obviously Guillaume and Laurence were not a team before.
They're bringing
different
successes.
Two very talented skaters teaming up, and Maya and Alex, who have been successful together as a team. All of a sudden, you don't feel safe where you are.
Right.
And I like think that's a good thing. I think that's good for everybody. I think you should go to work in the morning with a sense of urgency in the Olympic season. And this creates an unknown that will force that urgency on everybody. I think it'll make everybody better.
Well, and also that unknown is not coming out of Montreal. That's also fun. It's just like another brand.
Yeah, and like Marina being back in the politicking game is fantastic.
Talk about witchcraft. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's I mean, so interesting. It's
yes.
It's really interesting.
I have, you know, I've gone through a kind of a range of emotions with this announcement that they've come back, and you know, ultimately I think I'm looking forward to it. As a viewer,
absolutely.
I can understand how the competitors would not be looking forward to it, but yeah. As a viewer of the sport, I am looking forward to how this shakes things up a little bit. And even if it doesn't shake things up at all, and it's just the threat of them
shaking.
There
I'm
makes
shaking.
Other people skate better, that's good. That's good.
It's good.
But you know what? Like, this is the Olympics always brings this out. We see, like, famously, like, people try to come back and compete at the Olympic Games. And I really feel that, like, Beijing was, like, such a tough games to make it through.
Yeah.
Because it was hard for athletes to, like, find ice, to find rinks that were open in the heat of COVID. Like, it made it really hard for the athletes to prepare for that games in general. And now we really are back in the like, hey, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to find a way. This is going to be the first like real Olympics people there that we've had since 2018.
Yeah. It's really like Maya and Alex didn't miss a thing.
So true. My feelings are twofold. First part, intentions, I'm like, sure, Jan. But for what it's actually going to bring to the sport, I'm excited. And I think it's good.
I think it adds the excitement to the ice dance that like we maybe haven't been able to put our finger on of why it isn't there back into it.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed, agreed, agreed.
Yeah. And I think it's easy to look at someone like the Shibatanis or someone like Guillaume in particular, as like villains in this circumstance. I think that's like, it's easy to see them that way, but that's not what's happening. Everybody is allowed to compete if they want to. And the best teams
and if you earn your spot,
go
you
to
earn
the
your
Olympics.
Spot.
And the best teams who perform the best will win the Olympic medals. That's how it should be. And if Maya and Alex are one of the three best teams in the world in February next year, then if that makes them villains, then so be it. But I don't think it does. Mm-hmm. I think it's just
I don't think
like,
it would make them villains. I think it would, they made a calculation and they calculated right.
I just think like, I feel like a lot of people see this as sort of unfair to younger skaters who would lose a spot or as though it's like meant to antagonize the current top skaters in some way. And it's like, well, if they can win, then they should try. You know what I mean? And if they can't, then they won't.
I mean, the tweets I've seen are like, you've had your chance. And it's just like, that mentality is so toxic in skating. It's a sport.
It's just sports. I mean, like what? So you're supposed to stop when like people tell you to stop?
There's no such thing as your chance. Your chances, if you're competing and you're training and you're working hard, there you go.
No, Olympic medals aren't participation trophies.
No.
Yeah. And no one's like, I will say this coming from someone who has left off an Olympic team and I at the time didn't agree, but now I'm like, you know what? Yeah, it's not a guarantee. Your Olympic spot is earned based on the criteria. And if they can go and get the criteria that they need and be named to that team, good for them.
Yeah.
And everyone else has just got to skate up to the occasion.
Yeah. And like part of it is, it's a bigger part of it in ice dance, like, but part of the criteria is doing the right politicking and doing the right, like telling the right story, you know, and like, you know, that is why they're saying we're inspired, Ashley, because they're telling a story. You know what I mean? They're weaving a story for us to enjoy or love or hate or whatever.
I don't like their story, but I like what they're going to do.
You don't like inspired people.
I don't like inspiration. As soon as I saw inspired, I was like, ugh.
Weakness. But I'll say this, that like the timing of it, of like they could have in theory, come back this past season and like had a world championships at home and like really started to like get the ball rolling with them. But like for them, it's, I almost see it as a interesting strategy. Cause again, I think it's a strategy of like, this obviously I do not think is a last minute decision of like, hey, let's, we think we can do it. This was, I think, calculated. Like you have to be.
I am impressed at how much of a secret it was.
I had no clue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very impressed.
I think for the longest time, though, we were like, the Shibs are coming back. The Shibs are coming back. Then Beijing comes and goes, and we're like,
yeah. And then it got late, and you don't think so. Adam, I want you to finish your point, because I think I agree with it about the strategy of coming back in Olympic season.
Well, there's more mystery. There's more excitement. There's more allure. And there's no time for the dust to settle. And I think with the dust to settle, you can go into like from a Worlds the year before into the next season of like, I know how this might like shape up when we get to Olympics. There's no time to see how the dust will settle. So it is what it is, and it makes it incredibly exciting. And I think for the Shibutanis, it's like, I think for like Guillaume and Laurence, maybe coming in a year before would have helped to establish them a bit more. But for the Shibutanis, I think it's like, we got to shake it up. That's our best way to go about this.
Yeah, and I mean, I do think that, like, it all comes back to what I'm saying about, like, this sense of urgency that it's going to create in the other teams, too, is, like, Guillaume and Laurence didn't go to Worlds in Boston. The Shibutanis didn't go to Worlds in Boston. So there is no data on, like, where they fit. So everybody is going to spend the off season making sure that they don't fit above them. That is going to be their goal. Right,
we're gonna see some good programs,
and I think that we are. I think, and not that we wouldn't have seen good programs otherwise. I don't want to make it sound like that, but I do think it adds like an edge for everybody, and it's gonna add an edge even just in the viewing experience, because we're gonna be sitting there wondering where they fit,
right?
And we're gonna be wondering, even when you, let's say they do make the Grand Prix final and they get sixth, because they haven't been through a full season, we're gonna be sitting wondering when we get to February, are they on an upward trajectory where they sneak in for bronze again? Or like, what's going to happen?
Right.
I think there's never going to be a time when there's not a question.
Which is why I think this strategy is like the best, because you could say like, oh, they did not do, like they didn't get the place they wanted at this event, but like they're on their way back. Will they get better? Will they be perceived as on an upward trajectory, where it's like, again, there's no time for you to settle into their comeback, which is, I think, kind of genius for them.
Yeah. I see it. Yeah, for sure. And we'll see, because we haven't seen anyone like the highest profile comeback example is obviously Tessa and Scott, who gave themselves a full season to settle in. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
we haven't seen it this way.
We'll see. I also think it, if I wanted to play mind games, which
you would,
I would do. Yes.
And I wanted to get in the heads of my competitors, I would, at Boston Worlds, give an interview, pre-free dance, and announce my comeback.
You would have done it at Worlds.
Yeah, which is why they're not trying to get in like people's heads.
I don't know. But, like, just showing up.
Maddie and Evan, I would absolutely.
They were around at Boston Worlds.
Yeah, I interviewed them.
A specter of a comeback.
Yeah, they were
on the horizon.
Yeah. I should have known.
You should have broken the
story.
They were
really friendly. I'm like, I should have known.
But of course there's like, you know, there's no suspicion there, because every American skater who's ever lived basically went to Boston Worlds, because it's a home world. Right. Like everybody loves, you know, so they just like flew under the radar planning this.
Oh yeah. I wasn't suspicious.
You could imagine that they floated the idea to people that they know to get a pulse on like, is there excitement? Is there we need to gauge the level of involvement people are going to be in of our comeback. And they probably were doing that at Worlds, engaging that and telling other U.S. figure skating officials and just like,
oh, they were talking to officials.
Absolutely. You got to.
But you have to. That's not like weird. That's what they were doing.
No, they needed to gauge the excitement level. And they probably, you know, put it all together. They sat down with all the information they had and went, all right, let's go for this, which makes it that much more exciting.
Wow. It's going to be, first of all, the dance lore episodes are going to be very good. And second of all, the dance Olympic season is going to be very good.
Olympic season, period.
I thought that before. I think it even more now.
Oh, yeah. I think every discipline is like stepping up to the plate. It's going to be great. And the Olympics always brings out the best.
Did you read the rumors that Sui and Han might come back?
I absolutely did.
I would die.
And in that case, I'm like, please take a spot please from somebody.
Please do it. Well, on that note, figure skating, please don't do any crazy shit. We actually do need a little break because we're all so busy over the next couple of weeks that we do not have time to record an emergency
episode. Yeah, so please don't do anything that's emergency.
Knock this shit off.
We need like 3 weeks, please. Just give us 3 weeks.
Please.
Yes.
Like, we're busy.
The men's lore is up first, by the way, everyone. So we're getting that ready for you. We are going to do... three parts of the men's lore to take you all the way through. So that will be the next thing.
I love
that's
that the
up.
Idea was two, and then we actually just recorded the first part of the men's lore, and we get off and we're like,
there's no
this
way.
This is going to be a three part. Yeah. There's
three.
No way.
It's three. It's three. So for those of you who are asking for more long episodes from us, you will get your wish this summer.
You will get it.
Yes.
We're going to start releasing the lore starting in June. So we'll just take a little 3 week hiatus. Nobody announce a comeback in that time, please.
Wait until September.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening to this emergency episode.
Yes. Now we really will go take a break.
Love you.
Bye. See you in June.